The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem daf samuch. We're going to be learning a mirat Hashem for the next few daf, the inyonim of Psulei HaMachshova of Korbanos Bechlal and Korban Pesach Befrat. What is Psulei HaMachshova? The Kohen who does the Hakrova of the Korbanos, if there are certain thoughts that there are certain Machshovos HaPoislois as a Korban, there are certain Machshovos that are Mephagal as a Korban. There are certain thought processes that if the Kohen thinks while he's being Makriv of the Korban, they render the Korban possible. The owner is not Yotzi de Chevosi, the carbon cannot be put on the Mizbech, it cannot be eaten, the carbon is taken and taken Lebes HaSreif and burnt, and another carbon has to be brought in its stead. There are unique aspects of these halachas that are Shaykh the carbon Pesach, that's the subject of the next few daf. The protim are rather intricate, but just to give a little bit of an overview, and part of what we're going to have to do besides explaining the idea behind these Psulei Machshava is to understand the underlying theme of Korban Pesach and how Korban Pesach differs not only in halacha but also in theory of what the essential underlying principles of the Korban is from all other Korbanos. A brief overview of Psulei HaMachshava in Korbanos Bechlal before we get to Korban Pesach Befrat. There are two parts. We're getting into the intricacies of Korbanos the next 30-40 Blatim Yiras Hashem. A brief overview of the two parts of Korbanos. There are two chalokim of the avoid of a korban. There are two chalokim of the, I wouldn't say purpose of the korban, but the tzura of how a korban is brought and how its function is carried out. There's the avoidus hadam of a korban, and then there's the seder ha'achilo. What do I mean? The korban after its hugdash, whichever korban a person is bringing, it doesn't matter if it's a korban oil, korban shlom, korban chatas, whatever the case is. If it's something that he has to bring, it's something that he wants to bring as an edava. The korban after its hugdash is brought to the Beis HaMikdash. There's the preliminary mitzvah of smicha on most korbanos. But in any case, the part of the korban which is ma'akiv, which creates the being yoytzi dechavos, there are certain korbanos that are necessary to be mitayr and adam tome, a mitzoyra, a nozer, whatnot. There are other tumas that only come off their mechusri kapara, that are only rendered tohar al yidei avos korban. That which creates the effect of being yotzi dechavosoi, both as an obligation, both as a mitayr, and both as a machshir, is the avodas adam. What is avodas adam? Consists of four parts. Shchita kabbalah halachas rika. The shchita actually, like the Gemara says, shchita lav avodah. Shchita can be performed by a zor. However, we'll see that even though the zor could perform shchita, still the psulei hamachshava exist even by shchita. There's the shchita. There's the kabbalah being the kabbalah the dam beklisharis, which is magdish the dam to be put on the mizbech. Halacha bringing it to the mizbech, which is an act of avodah unto itself. And then there's the zrika, putting it on each korban in its own type. The shviches shirayim, shtayim shein arba, we're putting on each corner of the mizbech. Each korban has its unique avodas adam. That is the seder ha-krova. The korban is, like we said, yotzi de chivosoi, either nedarim or nedovois, as well as machshir metayr, whatever the korban has to do, as soon as the zrika is performed. If the shchita kabbalah, if there's any psul in the shchita kabbalah halacha or zrika, the dam that goes on the mizbech, or the dam can't be put on the mizbech, but even if the dam would go on the mizbech, it's not machshir mitaher yotzei dechivosei mechaper, whatever the carbon is being brought for. That's one part of the carbon. The avodas hadam, the krovas hakarbon. The second part of the carbon is the achilah. By achilah, we don't only mean the bailam eating or the koyin eating. There are certain korbanos kachshir gadashim could only be eaten by a koyin. Yoim v'layla, kachim kalim could be eaten shnei yom v'layla echod, ayideh the bailim, or anybody that has certain parts he has to give to a kohen. The chos of v'shoik, there are certain korbanos like b'kor that are only eaten by a kohen. In any case, the avodas achila also is the part of the korban that was put on the mizbeach, which is called hekter chalavim ve'murim. In most korbanos, it's only a chelik of the korban. Korban oilo, the whole korban is put on the mizbeach. Oilo is oilo lashem, is kol. The whole korban is burnt on the mizbeach. But that's also called achilas mizbeach. That part of the korban, both the Achilas Mizbech, and by the way, the Achila of the Kehanim and Kol Echod Lefi Chelke, the Kehanim and the Bailim, do not have a heter to eat from the Bosor HaKorban until the Achilas HaMizbech is performed. Mishulchan Gavoy Kazochu, after the Achilas Mizbech, then there is Achilas Bailim and Achilas Koyanim, which is also an Avoider. Achilas Koyanim is certainly an Avoider. Even Achilas Bailim is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Shem will learn the Inyonim Dafayim, Dafayim Beis, and the Sugi of Achilas Kabonis of Korban Chagiga and so on. But in any case, that part of the korban is not ma'akif. Meaning, if a korban was brought and the Seder HaKrovis Adam was performed, and thereafter something happened to the korban which rendered it unfit to be put on the mizbeach, the behema, it was left overnight, and now it's nifsal belina, overnight the korban can't be brought the next day, or it was nitma, or whatever, or it was yotza from the Beis HaMikdash, now it can't be brought in, it becomes nifsal, that will not passel the korban. If the dam, that's in the skabla and the klisharis, was nitma, or taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, it cannot be brought in and then be put on the mizbeach, the korban will not be yotzi dechavasi. The person who had to bring the korban, either to be machshir, mechaper, metayer, whatever the case is, will have to bring another korban. Whereas, if the avodah zarah was performed, yotzi dechavasi, the Gemara calls it the ritzui, that which the rotzen lefnei Hashem, whatever the korban was supposed to accomplish, was accomplished. And thereafter, the achila is a separate function of the korban. The hakrova, the avodas hadam, is machshir, prepares the groundwork for the avodas achila, but the avodas achila is not makim the korban. The psulim that we're going to be learning for the next few daf are psulim hamachshava that are done b'shas hakrovas hadam. The avodas hadam, the psulim pasul. But in the function of two parts of korbanos, there are two different types of psulim. There's a psul called shalei lishmo, and there's a psul called pigul. Shalei lishmo is different karbonis. Some karbonis, if the carbon is brought shalei lishmo, the carbon is kosher. However, lo yotzei yidei chevosoi, most karbonis, chatos and carbon pesach, the halacha is that the carbon becomes possible. But these are machshavos that a person, the oivid, either the shchita, even the zar, or the kohen b'shas kabbalah halacha zrika, thinks either that the carbon should be a different carbon. He's bringing a carbon oil, and instead he performs the avodas hadam with an intent, with kavona, to bring a carbon shlomim or a carbon shlomim, and he thinks about a carbon chatos. The carbon becomes nifsal or lo yotzei yidei chevosoi. There are other types of machshavos which b'shas hakrovas hadam. Again, only the hakrovas hadam is ma'akiv, but b'shas hakrovas hadam, what he does is he thinks about eating the carbon improperly. Those machshavos are called pigul. Either he thinks about eating the korban chutzlas manoi after the time, kachin kadoshim after yom v'layla, kachin kalam after shnei yom v'layla echad, or chutzlim koimoi. Chutzlim koimoi is the, he's going to eat the korban out of Yerushalayim if it's kachin kalam, or out of the Beis HaMikdash if it's kachin kadoshim. And the machshava hamifageles, pigul is worse, is more chomer, because we see that if the korban becomes pigul, the halachi is that ha'ichu mimen, the one who eats from the carbon, is chayv karis. Shalei lishma only passes the carbon. If a person eats from it, he's eating from psulei amagdashim. It's a lav, and I say a lav, it has to be burned, but it's not chayv karis. If a person eats from the carbon after a machshava, b'shas takrovas hadam was performed, he passes up the carbon. Not only does the carbon layotzi dechavasi, but the basar becomes also to the penalty, to the sum of the penalty of chayv karis. So we see that there is a relationship, even though the Avodas Hadam is the only part of the carbon which is ma'akiv, after the Avodas Hadam is completed, the halacha is that the carbon is kosher, and whatever happens to the ability, the achilas hamizbech, both the achilas hamizbech and the achilas habaylim v'akoyhanim, will not pass over the carbon. However, in the Akrovis Hadam lies the framework, the groundwork for the Avodas Hadam, and that's why b'shas Akrovis Hadam, there are machshavos that pass up the achilah. I always have a hargosha to explain. We don't have these things are esoteric by us. What does it mean? Machshavos. He thinks this. It passes the carbon. What are these things? When we understand what a carbon is, we don't understand what a carbon is. We've never experienced what a carbon is. But a carbon means that a person was given the vehicle. Carbon does not mean a sacrifice or an offering. Those translations are inaccurate. The real translation of a carbon is Miloshen Kiva. Miloshen Kiva is Elikim Litoiv. Man was given the ability. Man is a physical finite being, however he's connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The vehicle by which he can connect himself with the spiritual sources that are his, the way he connects himself with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the Olam HaSol Yoinim, with the untapped and unlimited spiritual energy that exists in the universe, in the Bria, that the Ribbono Shel Olam put into the Bria, the system for plugging into that Shleimus of Kirvas Elikim is in the framework of Kabbonis. The Beis HaMikdash is the place where Shemayim V'Aretz meet. The connection between heaven and earth is the place called the Beis HaMikdash. Yerushalayim Nesoyis Kol Aretz was the place where Shemayim V'Aretz met. And the Korban is the vehicle of a person creating a connection, a deep forged connection, a deep united mitzius with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Today, what it means when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Kabbonis, what that means is we live in a state of disconnect. We live in a state of almost total disconnect from the Ribbono Shel Olam. The connection that we have is on a very limited, we learn, we dive in, of course we can forge a very deep personal connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the Bria as a whole, the world as a whole that we live in is a physical world, because the vehicle which connects this world, which creates out of the physical world that we live in a kli for ruchnis, that which brings the tremendous spiritual energy of the Olam HaSol Yoinim, of all the Olam HaSol Yoinim that we don't have a concept of what exists in the upper world, all that is brought into the lower world, into the world that we live in, the Olam HaMaisa, Ayidei Korbanos, and the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have that. Shibanim Beis HaMikdash Meher. The Psulei HaMachshava is, to give a marshal, a person that opens up a computer with the press of a button. If he has internet access, he can be connected to the whole world. The whole world is his for the taking. He can shop in any store. He can connect with any person. There's an unlimited amount of power in being connected to the whole Bria. There's an unlimited amount of danger also, but we won't get into that now. What could destroy a person's ability to connect with the whole world of the computer? A virus. The virus is something that attacks the ability of the computer to connect two points in time, space, concept, whatever the case is. That which destroys the ability of the carbon to connect the makriv to the Ribbono Shel Olam that he's being makriv to is the Psulei HaMachshava. We don't understand what this means. This is all Gzeres HaKasuv, but the understanding of what that Gzeres HaKasuv is that the virus that's put into the carbon creates a state of disconnect, and the carbon becomes pulsive. If the psul b'shas hakrovus hadam is a machshava poiseles in the avoidus hadam, in the achila, that's more common. We're going to explain that in a few minutes. And that over there, the achila oichol basa will be chayv karas, as we said. What are these two parts of the carbons in this structure of connecting us with the Ribbono Shel Olam on a basic level, without getting into the depth and the nitty gritty of what the karbanos are? But on a basic level, what are the two parts of these karbanos? I've heard on many occasions from Meir Virabi, Hagoyin HaGadol Rav Michal Zilber Shlita, where he explains that the two parshas in Chumash that talk about the karbanos, Vayikra and Tzav. In Vayikra, all the Korbanos are discussed, Perek Aleph, Oyla, Perek Beis Shlomim, so on and so forth, Oyla, Shlomim, Chatos, Osham, Osham Tolui, the other types of Chatois, basically all the Korbanos are discussed, all the basic halachas, and the Psulei Shel Lishma are in Parshas Vayikra. In Tzav, there's a basic chazorah of all the dinim of the psukim. If one learns carefully Parshas Tzav, one will see that that which is added in Parshas Tzav, the focus of the Parshas of the various Korbanos, Chatos, Oyla, Shlomim, Toida, are all in the halachas of the achila, both where the carbon can be eaten, when the carbon can be eaten, and the psulim of pigul, which b'shas hakrovus adam, one stored an improper, one puts a virus into the program as far as thinking about the achila, those psukim are in Pashas Tzav, as well as the achilas mizbeach, the chelev that goes on the mizbeach, chelev can't be eaten by a person because it goes on the mizbeach. That's the opposite of going on the mizbeach. The iser of achilas dam as opposed to the dam, the achilas hamizbeach of the dam. The performing of the carbon, the being machshir, the carbon avodah sadam is in Parshas Vayikra. What does this mean? That means that there are two parts of this world of connecting us with the Ribbono Shel Olam that a carbon is supposed to create. The Ramban explains in Parshas Vayikra, Svarim after the Ramban Amayrach on this point, that the basic structure of the carbon was a person brings himself person who's in a state of disconnect, we live in this world. This world is a physical world. And living in a physical world, we all have an atiyah to Bahamis, to a Nefesh Bahamis. We all have an atiyah to become physical, finite creatures, to resemble Adam of Vahema, to resemble an animal, to resemble a finite creature. All the physical creatures of this world are finite. A person is supposed to live on an infinite level. In order for a person to step out of his limitations of being disconnected, of being finite, and step into, in order to shed his nefesh habahamis, the Ramban explains, what a person did was he brought the animal, he made the smicha, because the smicha is putting himself, so to speak, in the animal. The animal should symbolically represent him. He was able to put, again, we don't know what this means, because these are words. When a person brought a carbon, he felt it. It was a real experience. As real as sitting down in a restaurant and eating a meal, that's what it was to eat a carbon. He felt the experience of having the carbon represent him. He was able to feel it physically, even. The carbon was brought, the carbon was shechted. That's the taking away of the nefesh bahamas. The dam, the life force, ki adam wa nefesh, the pasuk says on various occasions. The dam was collected, the nefesh of the person was created, was put into the klisharis was taken by the kohen, put on the mizbech. He's now taken his nefesh bahamas, put it into a klisharis, and put it on the mizbech. He's been mevatel himself to a relationship of being korvla, of being korv la mizbech. Isu chag la voisim at kanis ha mizbech, the ability to forge a live, real connection with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam of this world, is the avoidus hadam of putting the dam on the mizbech. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, and then finally the zrika, that's what's machshu, that's what's meratza, that's what makes a person who was far away come close after he did an aveira. If he was lacking in his enthusiasm, he brought a carbon oil, and that brought him. If he felt the need to come close to Rebbeinu Shel Olam to say thank you, he brought a carbon toido. So on and so forth, every carbon with its specific avoida. That's the avoida sadam. After a person has divested himself of the nefesh bahamis, so he's now only a neshama. All he is now is just a spirit. It's just a spirit of infinity connected to Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's not the tachlis. Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't have to put us in this world if all he wanted us to was to be a spirit, to be a ruach, to be a dover ruchni. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted us to be clothed in a guf, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wanted us in this world to bring down that olam haruchni, that olam haneshamas, that world of infinity, that nitzchias, that kuloi kodesh, kuloi toiv, that kodesh kodoshim and the kodeshim kalim, bring it into everyday life, bring it into the world that we live in on a practical level. That's avodah sachilah. After a person's given himself up in sense of the nefesh habahamis, what he does is he reinvigorates and he reinvests in his physical mundane world, and what he does is he eats the carbon. The kohanim eat the carbon for him, achilas carbon, kohanim oichlim, bailam miskaprim, or the bailam eats the carbon if it's kachim kalim, and he takes that experience back into the physical world with him. Those are the two parts of a carbon. We're talking about carbon Pesach, again from Meir Rabbi Michal Zilberschlitter, who explains that the Chodesh Nisan, the Avodah of Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tishrei represented in these two parts of a carbon. Chodesh Tishrei, the Avodah is we fast. With Aser Simei Tshuva, Tshuva, Mechila, Slicha, Vakapara, Dmois, Tzaokois, Tshuva, Slichois, Yom Kippur, we fast. Even Sukkis, where we eat, but the Avodah is for us to step out of the world we live in. Leave your home, leave your physical reality, and go into a world which is Kulei Kodesh for 7 days. Then we dance with the Torah. It's all about leaving our physical self behind and entering a new realm, an Olam HaRuchni. That's what Tshuva is about, leaving behind the Nefesh HaBahamis and reconnecting, putting ourselves on the Mizbech. That's the Avodas Hadam. Come Chodesh Nisan, what we do, and that's why it's Chodesh Nisan is the starting point, because the reality that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to create, and that's what Klal Yisrael, that's what the Am HaNibcha was when they went out of Mitzrayim, was the physical reality of the Neshama brought into a guf to serve the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in this world, in this finite world, to turn this world into a Kli Kodesh, to turn this world into a Beis HaMikdash. And the Avodah of carbon, of Chodesh Nisan is to eat. We eat the carbon Pesach, matzah, mor. The Yom Tiv is called al Shem Achilo. The avoid is not to leave our house, but to scrub our house. Who doesn't feel a king in his own castle on Pesach? That's the avodah, the original carbon Pesach in Mitzrayim, that which made Klai Yisrael. The dam wasn't put on the Mizbeach. The dam was put on the doorpost of the house. The home, the Jewish home, is the Mizbeach. The point is to bring that Mizbeach experience, the avodah Saddam, bring it into the world of Achiluch. The avodah of Chodesh Nisan is to eat, and to eat like a Yid, and to be Magdish, to render infinite that which is finite, if we don't have the Avodas HaKorbanos. So that's Chodesh Nisan and Chodesh Tishrei, that's the Avodas HaDam and the Avodas HaKhil of a Korban. Obviously, the reason why the Avodas HaDam is Ma'akiv is because that's the first step of the Korban. That first step is getting away, is the Mechaper, the Metayer, the getting away from Tumah, the getting away from whichever negative situation was created. Then after that is the re-stepping into a Matzav of Aliyah. That's not Ma'akiv in the Kapora of a Korban. However, Kifi, what we just explained, Korban Pesach is different. Since Korban Pesach is what gives us the ability every year when a Yid brings a Korban Pesach, Shiribana Besam English Meher, or at least we go through the experience on an emotional level, hopefully, Erev Pesach, Leil Pesach, when we sit down by the Seder, we experience the going out of Mitzrayim, do we eat Afikoymin, we experience that which a Korban Pesach is supposed to give us, even though we're waiting for the real Korban. The avodah of Leil Pesach, the avodah of the Korban Pesach, is supposed to be the avodah of Achilum. And we'll see the Mishnah that I involve tells us quite clear, the Losh and the Mishnah, over there the halacha is discussed that certain korbanos can be brought betumah. We know that tumah is a person of the korban. The one, there are certain korbanos, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem Barichus in the next 20-30 daf, the halacha of which korbanos are doicha tumah. It could be brought betumah, but there are other korbanos. Chamisha dvarim born betumah, ve'en nechol betumah. Oymer shnei alechem lechem aponim zivchel shamatzim. All these are korbanos tzibur that are brought betumah. That way, this adam can be performed betumah, but they are not eaten betumah. They're burnt. Avodas Adam could be created in an imperfect state, but the achila has to be done betahara. However, HaPesach Shabo B'Tumah, the Mishnah tells us, Nechal B'Tumah, Shaloi Bo Mitchilosoi Elo La'Achilo. The purpose of the Korban Pesach, the essence of the Korban Pesach is not Avodas Adam. The essence of the Korban Pesach, and the essence, in fact, of the whole Chodesh Nisan, and the whole Chag HaMatzis, is, in fact, being Mekadosh Metar, and uplifting our Koyecho Achilo. You are what you eat, in a spiritual sense. And that's what Korban Pesach is about. That's what Chodesh Nisan is about. Korban Pesach has to be Roy L'Achila. In that vein, there's going to be a lot of different sugis over the next few daf, a lot of differences between Korban Pesach and all other korbanos which will fall into place. For starters, before the next few shiurim, we'll point out the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam is always so meduik in defining the essence of each halach, and the Rambam, when he says the mitzvah in the beginning of Hilchos Korban Pesach, he says mitzvah saseh lishchoit Korban Pesach. The mitzvah is lishchoit Korban Pesach. In Korban Tomid, as well as other korbanos, the Lashon of the Rambam is mitzvah saseh lehakriv. The ikar of all korbanos is the avodas hadam. The achila, like we said, is not ma'akiv. In Korban Pesach, the ability for the korban to be eaten is paramount. It's ma'akiv, and there's going to be many differences in halacha because the ikar of the mitzvah is lishchoit. Shchita, tellingly, is something that's done in every behem. Every time we eat from an animal, like Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch explains, we can't eat from the animal if it still carries with it the Nefesh Bahamas. It has to be shechted, to be brought from the realm of Bahamas, to be mukshar, to be eaten by a Yiddish mouth, to be absorbed by a Yiddish guf. That which is mishutaf, that which is joint, between Chulin and between Kodesh, and that's why Mesechus Chulin is in Seder Kodshim. The term Chulin is the opposite of Kodshim. How do we have a Mesechus called Chulin in Seder Kodshim? Because it's not Chulin. It's the ability to take Chulin and turn it into Kodshim. To take an animal and turn it into something that could be absorbed by a Yiddish goof that has to learn Torah and has to come close to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and has to become a Dove Netzach and it should get up lost, love it, Chiyus HaMeisim. The Avodah is the avodah of shchita, and the ikir mitzvah of Korban Pesach is v'shochtu oisir kol kaladas bnei Yisrael ad kidei kach, that the Gemara that Samach Dalet Amid Beis has a havimina that Korban Pesach doesn't need zrika at all. In Mitzrayim there was no zrika on the mizbech. There was shchita, but there was no zrika. The zrika was on the doorpost. So this is very telling in under and understanding the basic structure, even the Avodah Zadam, of course there is Avodah Zadam, that's the Maskana. It's only a Havim, and the Gemara has to bring a separate pasuk of Zrika by Korban Bezer as opposed to other Korbanos, but the Avodah HaZrika is there, the Avodah HaDam is there in order to facilitate the Achila of the Korban, and if the Korban is not Roy L'Achila, we'll learn in Mir Tzashem that Korban Bezer is not Roy. Whereas other Korbanos, the Avodah HaDam is the Makshar, the Mechap, and the Meratzah, and after that is separate Avodah HaAchila. Korban Bezer is different. Mir Tzashem, the next few Shurim, we're going to expound and expand this idea the various halachas that we have to listen to.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.